Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart
ready. What you gonna do?
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 I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then right on down the dangerous highway and byway. Excuse me for just momentarily. Thank God for you on tonight, you that are able to tune in from around the world. I thank God for allowing me these airways to bring the divine word of truth unto you, into your homes, into your workplace, into your automobile, wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. Hallelujah. I just thank and pray and hope that all was well in your family circle on today. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day and all is well and continually to be well. And those of you that might have experienced the loss of a loved one, colleague, someone that's dear to your heart, we send condolences out to you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we just thank you that taking out your time to tune in to the Old Ship of Zion. And as you know, God has a blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah. I just thank God for you, you, and you, just being a loyal and faithful listener of the Old Ship of Zion. And you're welcome to call into the studio. Our numbers are 646-200-3074-877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074-877-598. 8654. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go on into prayer. We take this time to set aside and acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we acknowledge him every time we come across these airways. And not only on these airways, but in my own personal and spiritual life. I include God in every aspect of my life. So I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge the only, the one and the only, Jesus Christ of Nazareth on tonight. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly soul is not our earthly, our eternity home. We know it's not our eternal home. But we know that you have God lying in reserve, lying in wait, a mansion, God, that's not built by mortal man, God, but you are is craftsman, you are is creator, you are is architect, God. And until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days, God, we'll be coming and going through this barren land as pilgrims, Jesus. And I'm asking you, Lord, on tonight to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquities, God. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'll be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. Hallelujah. And we're going to go now into our scheduled program. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight is entitled Spiritual Checkup. I want to say that one more time. Spiritual checkup. And we're going to be taking our key scripture out of the law of Psalms 26 and 2. And it reads like this. It says, examine me, O Lord. That's found in the law of Psalms 26 and 2. And given a note, given a choice. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that we hardly ever voluntarily to go to the doctor's office for a physical exam, even though we know we need them yearly. Hallelujah. But we just assume that everything is okay with us, so we don't bother, you know, by trying to consult the doctor unless it's something that we know really needs his undivided attention. Hallelujah. So we don't really try to go, you know, on a day-to-day basis or a regular basis to go for a regular exam like we should. And so, you know, if you're given a choice, we know that many of us are a little afraid of spiritual checkups as well. We know that after all, if we check our spirit too closely, we might have to change a habit or two. We might need some things like attitude check. We might have to have an attitude check. And I would just suggest that we just get over our reluctance with God's guidance. Let us undergo a spiritual checkup. And we can do that by assessing the law of Proverbs 4 and 20 through 27 as our checklist. Now we find out in verse 20 it talks about our ears. So I would like to ask, are you hearing God's word clearly and with understanding? And as we're doing what those words tell us, all right, we're going down to verse 21 and 25. And it talks about our eyes. And I would like to ask you, are we keeping your eyes on the teaching that will guide us toward righteousness? Verse 23 tells us about our heart. I'd like to ask, are you protecting your heart from evil? Then let's go on, continue down to verse 24. It talks about our tongue. And is our mouth clean and pure? Or are we using profanity in our vocabulary? It talks about our feet in verse 26. I would like to ask, are you walking straight toward God's truth without wavering? Hallelujah. So you might ask me, Overseer Ward, how did you come about your examination? Are there areas where you need to take action? And if it is some areas to where you need some adjustment, I would suggest a regular checkup And that regular checkup would be reading God's word daily. It will help you to restore your spiritual vitality. And you can ask God to create in you a clean heart, oh God. Show me the way that Jesus walked. Then I will tell you of your saving grace. Till the day when I see your face. Because we know that a spiritual checkup is our key to spiritual health. We know that some might say that, you know, this spiritual journey is complex, difficulty. But you know, God tells us, he said in his word, he said that my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. So that means that it's nothing hard about God. Because he just said that my yoke is easy. And he said my burdens is light. So God is not going to give you anything that you feel like that you can't conquer. That you can't trunk them through. God is going to guide you in every avenue, every step of your journey. Every step of your spiritual journey, God is going to be walking side by side with you. So that means that you are never alone. You are never alone. God is with you 24/7. And he said that those who keep their mind stayed on me. Now he's not talking about your mind staying on him, you know, without you doing anything else, because he knows that you have other chores, other tasks, you have a life, you have a family that you had to tend to. But what he's talking about is keeping your mind anchored, and he wants you to keep your mind on him in the heavenly realm. So that way your mind don't get to stray off task and get to thinking about things that are not like God. You know, he wants us to keep our mind filtered. And that means keeping it on him. You know, and things that we know that we shouldn't be taking up, then we just exclude ourselves out of those things, you know. Everything that the world does is not for us. Because God said, come from among you and be separated. So when we made God our choice, we made a separation from the worldly things and the things that are God. We made a decision that we'll make our choice. So we cannot straddle a fence, because God tell us, you know, that you're going to love one and you're going to despise the other. You can't serve both, you know, God and Satan too. You just can't do it. It don't go hand in hand. You have to choose who you're going to serve. Hallelujah. And we're talking about in our sermon tonight, we're talking about spiritual checkup. Hallelujah. And I know my time is yet ticking right along. And so anyway, we're going to go to our second key scripture. And it's coming out of the law of 2 Peter 3 and 4. And it reads like this. It says, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And we know that during these days of horrific world events, Christians should be appalled but not by surprise, because we know that Jesus forewarned us of terrible times to come. That's found in the law of Luke 21:25-28. And we know that into today's reading, Peter assured believers by reminding God's unfolding purposes and final victory. We know that the apostles described ungodly scoffers who in the last days will say, where is the promise coming? That's found in the law of 2 Peter 3 and 4. We too many wonder why Christ doesn't come back and change things now. But Peter affirms that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but delay his return to give people everywhere more time to repent. That's in verse 9. And so God is not getting in a hurry, or he won't get in a hurry. God is going to be on time whenever he shows up. He will be prompt. You can believe that. But God is giving every individual on this planet opportunity to get his or her life right with God and in line with his doctrine. God don't want no soul to be lost. So you would stand in that great day of judgment and say, Lord, you know, I didn't have an opportunity to get to know you. You know, I didn't have a radio. I didn't own a radio. I didn't own a tablet. I didn't own a computer. I didn't own an iPhone. There'll be no excuses in that day. So God is just giving us time to get our heart in right, get our heart and our mind right with him before he returns. Thank you, Jesus. And we mustn't forget that with the Lord one day, he said it's like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. We know that eventually the day of the Lord will come, bringing a judgment of consuming fire. This will be followed by a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness and of God's forgiven people. That's verse 13. And as we anticipate the triumphant day, we must live constant holy lives, resist all evil influence, verse 17, and grow in grace and knowledge of Christ, verse 18. Then it's despairing over evil, we will be able to share the good news of Jesus with the world. Hallelujah. We know that when the Lord may come to right the wrong of this old earth, but this we know, he left us here to share good news of second birth. We don't know what this world is coming to, but we know the one who is coming to this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that we live in a time of struggle, and that's in which so many are seeking somebody or something for direction. We're looking for someone to succor and comfort in order to find ultimate satisfaction. And meaning many people turn to idols. We know that according to the word, an idol is anything that we put between our souls and God. Anything to which we give our time, dedication, and energy can become idol. Anything that we're allowed to replace our personal relationship with God can become an idol. Yet idols are helpless, and they are powerless to do anything for us. Some of us seek bad directions from the media, the stars, the music, and movies. Some look to politics as a way to control their future. Others imagine that possessions, more things on earth will make them satisfied. Then on the other hand, others look to food or alcohol to satisfy the deep hunger in their souls. Still others look to their careers to satisfy their needs for status and self-worth. Any of these things that we depend upon as satisfaction of meaning and fulfillment amount to idolatry. And I will deliver us God's message about his rightful place as the only true God. Like Isaiah, we need to acknowledge there is no other help or refuge. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. And Isaiah 44:8. And as God witnesses, we need to show that our God is gracious and our God is kind and he loves us with peace, that he owns everything and he hears and answers prayers, that he has no prejudice and that he is the only source of light and life. He said that I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Verse 6. Hallelujah, Jesus. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prepositions, you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, your encouragements, and your correspondence. God has a deliverance, pinnacle digital worldwide ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ford, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. We welcome now your prayer petitions. If you have any prayer petitions, the lines are open. You're welcome to call in. And I think we have a caller on the line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Greetings. Greetings. Greetings.
Who?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Oh,
I'm blessed. How you doing?
Fantastic. Oh, I'm fantastic.
All right. Huh?
So, what do you want to talk about? You know, bro, I'm sorry.
Whatever you want, what's on your heart? Let me turn my music down a little bit so I can hear you.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, sometimes.
All right, Yeah.
Okay.
So I would just like to know, how are you liking the program? Has it been a help to you in your daily walk with the Lord? If you have anything that you would want to share that God is doing, has done in your life, you got the floor.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. I love the program.
Oh, bless
I love you.
Bless you. You
everything.
Just made this.
I love God. All right, that's number one.
Oh,
thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I had to prioritize, God would be number one. All right?
Yeah.
And,
yes.
You know, and this night, it really got me thinking about God and about everything.
Yes.
You know, because at one end of the spectrum, I'm, you know, there, and at the other, I'm just like, wow, amazing. Thank you for the program.
Oh, bless you, and I want you just to continue and to tune in, because you got a sister right here that loves you, you hear me? You got two individuals love you. Jesus loves you, number one, and your sister Overseer Ward loves you, number two.
I love you. Goodbye.
All right. You pray for your sister. I love you.
I love
God bless you.
You are number two. God is number one. That's how I do.
Ooh.
How I roll.
Yeah.
Woo.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
You have a beautiful, splendid weekend.
Thank you.
All right, and you call in whenever you want to. You just call in. Feel free to call in whenever you get ready. Hallelujah, Jesus. The lines are open. If you have any prayer petitions, you would like the Old Ship of Zion to go down in prayer, you're welcome to call in. The lines are open. God bless you and you and you, all of my beautiful listeners out there over the airways tonight. I just thank God for you. I want you to know that you're a very important factor in this program, because without you, it would be no need for Overseer Ward to be here. But because God has beautiful saints of God like yourself that take out your time to listen in, God has got a blessing in store, engraved with your name on it. And I tell you, that's not just Overseer Ward talking, but that is the divine word of God. Because God said in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. So I just thank God. I think we got another caller on the line. Oh, no, I don't think we do. Well, I thought we did. But anyway, I just thank you for tuning in tonight. And you can tune back in. We'll have our next program probably up on the monitor. And so we just look forward to you tuning in again, as God says the same. And tomorrow will be my birthday. I'll age another year. God says the same. And I just thank God for you. We have one more caller. Praise God. Oh, Lord, did I lose her? My God. I wish you could call back, or he could call back. We got 4 minutes if you want to call back. My caller that was trying to call in. We got 4 minutes, so if you want to call in, God bless you. God bless you. And like I said, tomorrow I'll turn at 12 o'clock. It'll be a few minutes. I'll be turning another year older. I tell you what, I just thank God, though, you know, that I think we got that call. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hello. God bless you.
Hello.
Hello. God bless you.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I think that Moot is about 10 times way better than God, and this is just my opinion. And
what'd you,
you
say,
know,
sir?
I think that Moot
what'd you
is
say,
best.
Sir?
I think that Moot is best.
You said Luke, L-U-K-E, Luke?
M, yeah, Moot.
Uh-huh.
I think that he is just, I'm not saying that he's as powerful as Jesus, but I'm just saying he's very inspirational, and
yes,
he's kind of a role model.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have any thoughts? Like, help me out here.
Well, I mean, you know, I one thing about it, you know, the you got the floor, and you can voice your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all
have.
But,
you know, and I just thank God for you, you know. I just thank God for you just, you know, being a listener because, you know, this is what God put me, you know. He said, I want you to tell of my gospel. I want you to tell it, you know, everywhere you go. I want you to tell it. And this is why I'm here. You know, I'm here to where I can spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that no one would be lost. You know, when Jesus come, crack that cloud, no brother, sister of mine would be lost for not being able to hear the gospel. And I just thank God for you, and I want you to continually to tune
you
in.
You just praise Moot with me real quick. Can we do a, can I just pray right here with you?
I sure will. I sure will. Father
okay.
God. Yes, Father God.
Please.
What's your name? Huh?
Name is Moot.
Your name is what? What's your name? Ooh, we got 1 minute.
M. E.
Okay, I'm gonna try to pray right quick. I got about 1 minute and 33 seconds. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my beloved brother, God, on tonight. They're so graciously tuned in, God. Lord, I want you to open up the front gates of heaven, God. Whatever his desires, whatever his needs are, God. You said whatever we ask in your name and believe it, that we shall
say
have.
That you're...
Hallelujah. Won't you just to touch his finances, God, whatever he needs, God. I want you to meet him right there, Father God. We'd be so mindful to give your name the glory, the honor, all the praises. For the blessings we ask in your son, Jesus, mighty, matchless name. And we shall say amen and amen.
Amen. Praise.
All right. And I love you, my brother.
Praise him.
I love you, and you be blessed.
I love you, too. Just make sure to pray to me tonight.
All right. You tune in. You tune in again here.
This praise nigger Jesus. You know how it is down here.
All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my brother, God. Bless him.
Thank
Lord.
You. Nigger.
Bless him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Bless you, my brother. And you have a beautiful evening. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for all my listeners that tune in tonight. I just thank you, God, because you're so gracious. Lord, I don't thank you for just for do, but I thank you because of who you are. Thank you, Father God. Watch over my brothers and sisters over this spectrum, God. Bless them, Lord, desires. These and other blessings we ask in your name. Amen and amen. Bye for now.